in what was described as the trial of the century, but was later found liable for their deaths in a civil case. These people in Los Angeles, where the murders happened, believe the original verdict was wrong.
Everybody knows he was guilty. Come on. It was just racial payback.
People forget that he killed somebody. They just remember his name.
He got away with murder, but hey, he didn't. Rest. Good.
There was enough information to know that he's going to get murdered.
Israel says any attack by Iran will be met with force. It's feared the country could look for revenge after its consulate in Syria was bombed last week. A woman who was jailed because of a conviction caused by the faulty Horizon IT scandal has rejected an apology from a former post office boss. Seema Misra was pregnant at the time. A Conservative MP has endorsed a rival party candidate online. Nick Fletcher, who represents Don Valley, praised Lee Anderson, calling him Ashfield's greatest champion. Mr. Anderson quit the Tories after being suspended over comments about the London Mayor, Sadiq Khan. Mr. Fletcher later sent another tweet urging people to vote Conservative. Health Minister Maria Caulfield says it's a personal thing.
Lee was a Conservative MP. They came in at the same time. We do develop friendships in politics, and sometimes people put politics aside.
Steelworkers in Port Talbot have voted to go on strike for the first time in more than 40 years. They're going to walk out over plans to close the blast furnaces with a loss of 2,800 jobs. And in sport, Liverpool have suffered a shock 3-0 defeat against Italian side Atalanta in the first leg of their Europa League quarter-final. Elsewhere, West Ham have been beaten 2-0 by Bayer Leverkusen in Germany. And Aston Villa have held on to win 2-1 against Lille in the first leg of their Europa Conference League quarter-final. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I've been feeling tired and I've been feeling uninspired, and I was hoping that you'd join me to see me. See, I've been sitting on my own and I've been chewing on a bone. There's something missing and I think it's a feeling. I got the right stuff when there's a gold rush. Well, I'ma be here and I'm gonna get mine. I got a million things to do that I don't wanna do no more now that I've got you here in front of my eyes. I said, oh. Skipping and jumping and I'm like, but every year I'm getting older and the weather's feeling colder and it gets a little harder to breathe. I got the right stuff when there's a gold rush. Well, I'm a bigger and I'm gonna get mine. I got a million things to do that I don't wanna do no more now that I got you right here by my side. It's like a lightning. Oh, brother, I need love, love, love raining down on my soul. Brother, you know it feels just right when it hits like lightning. Lift me, brother, pick me up. Keep me going when the going gets tough. Lift me, brother, pick me up. Keep me going when the going gets tough.
will surely hit like lightning when they take the stage at this year's Black Deer Festival. That was Bristol's own Foreign Affairs opening tonight's broadcast with Hits Like Lightning, one of their hits from their 2022 release. The duo is made up of brothers Adam and Lawrence Purnell. They actually began writing together before Adam relocated to Brussels to study guitar. However, they didn't let the distance get between them. Write things together through Skype, leading to their release of their first EP called The Old Fire Station in December of 2018. You're listening to Night Shift, your weekly dose of country music, each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Tonight I'm joined by not only one, but by two special guests. This evening we're going to be zooming in on this year's Black Deer Festival lineup, a festival founded by none other than the wonderful woman who is Jill T. Jill has had nothing but an amazing journey throughout her music, entertainment and live events career. She now also supports a music education program for young people. I could go on and on for days about Jill, and I want to, but I can't, because I do also want to talk about a particular great artist who will be performing at this year's Black Deer event this year, and that is Luke Flair. He is a country artist from Leeds. At last year's UK Country Radio Music Awards, Luke won not only Song of the Year, but also now Artist of the Year. His current album is called Looks Country to Me, and he'll be on the show at 1:30 to discuss that project and talk us through what we can maybe expect from his set list at this year's festival. I'm very aware that I think there's a lot of talking about the festival, but now I think it's time to show you all the festival. Another gracious performance actually had featured on our show last week will also be performing at this year's Country Americana Festival. This is Kezia Gill with House on the Hill.
With snow and jungle, the tallest trees grow. Oceans as far as the eye can see, and golden beaches where they meet. But I miss the places where I dream.
Two. your boots and a little black dress. We'll sip on some that straights our heads. We don't need sleep. We just need when we're downtown.
Let's get it.
Broadway's bouncing like it always does. Them neon lights, they're all lit up. And the girls are singing the wrong words to Jolene. You and me, we make a hell of a scene. You get on drinks from the boys who think they can get to you. But first they gotta get through me. Now baby, we'll sip on some that goes straight to our heads. We don't need sleep. We just need a drink when we're downtown. Hold me up and baby, I'll hold you. We'll fart and stumble till the night is through. We don't need sleep. We just need a drink when we're downtown. JD, I don't ever remember drinking. My head is telling me I can't stay. I don't like my liver anyway. So go on, Mr. Bart, or it's a couple more. Now, baby, grab your boots and a little black dress. We'll sip on some that goes straight to our heads. We don't need sleep. We just need a drink when we're downtown. Hold me up and baby, I'll hold you. We'll bar and stumble till the night is through. We don't need sleep. We just need a drink when we're downtown. Drink when we're downtown.
Nashville native Cody Pennington there with his EP title track called Downtown. That EP has now accumulated over 800,000 streams across all major streaming services so far. Last time he was over here was last summer. My friend Mary had the wonderful opportunity to see him perform randomly at Chinnery's just down the road in Southend. I'm so gutted that I missed that performance, but for anyone who feels the same way that I do, not to worry, because he too will be performing at this year's Black Deer Festival in Tunbridge Wells. Be sure to stay tuned, as I'll be having special guest Luke Fleer on the show shortly to discuss his own rightful place on this year's festival billing. But for now, let's check in with some of the other tents that are going to be at this year's festival. Here is Alicia Bonaguru with New Wings.
Lost friends and the world is gonna stand.
step by step, your arm around me, $2 frame, now my favorite memory. But I took that pitch and turned it round, waking up next to it just gets me down. I would set the world on fire just to keep you warm, show you that forever can weather the storm. Move any mountain, knock down any door. Hey, do you remember back when you were looking for a love, for a love, for a love, for a love like that? When you were looking for a love, for a love, for a love, for a love like that.
For a love like that.
Can't hit a bar, can't hear a song, can't say your name without a heartbreak call. No, I take a long way on my way home. Sometimes I wanna call you just to let you know. I will set the world to keep you warm, show you that forever can weather the storm. Move any mountain, knock down any door. Hey, do you remember when you were looking for a love like that? Changes. I would set the world on fire just to keep you.
I'm very happy to be joined by Luke as part of this week's Black Deer Festival special, giving you all insight to what this year's event has to offer. Now, everyone has their story of how they got into music, whether they were there on the top of the genre when they got older. What's your story with country music?
Yeah, so I first originally heard country music when I was very young, so I was probably about maybe 3 or 4 years old, and that was through my grandparents. So I remember just being in the car with my granddad, and Live at Folsom was the album. I would listen to Live at Folsom Prison by Johnny Cash like on repeat all the time, and I just loved it. And when I first started performing professionally, when I was about I'd say I was probably about 15, I always used to incorporate Folsom Prison blues into the set. Even if it was a kind of gig which it wasn't, like I say, you know, traditionally a country gig, I just love that song. But at that point, you know, I was a kind of pop rock type thing. Alongside modern music I was brought up on, it was, from my dad's side, it was like Brian Adams, Bon Jovi, Queen, very much kind of a classic rock thing as well. And then I remember getting to an age where I realised that those two things could be combined, and I discovered more modern country music. Kind of did my research and looked into it, and really thought, right, okay, this is definitely the genre which I feel would suit me best as an artist. Because one major factor about that as well was you know, a lot of music I was brought up on was very, like, southern influenced. So even the English art, even the English artists that I listened to, for example, Led Zeppelin, or even like Elton John, neither Robert Plant or Elton John ever sang with an English accent. They always sang because it was so blues influenced. And so when I started singing, that was just kind of how I sang. I didn't intend to sing a certain way. I just couldn't really sing in a Leeds accent, you know, I just couldn't do it. So when I started performing country music, I didn't really have to make any major changes to the way I perform. It was just more the way I would write and the kind of instrumentation I would incorporate into the songs. So yeah, when I was about, I think I was about 18, I decided, right, this is actually definitely what I want to commit to now as a recording artist. And yeah, that's kind of how it started, really.
Eyes wide for the bigger light, never far behind, chance to never gonna be in bed. Even days are done, yeah, I knew it was gonna burn. Trying to light the fire of a fallen flame is one thing that I'll never learn. One thing that I know I just can't change, something I feel. I feel too strong, and where I'll be alone. Cause I brought everything with me, but I just can't see. Well, I brought hopes and dreams from every coin and every wish and will. There's one thing that I can't change, no matter where I go. I'm all here, but I left my heart at home. I'm all here, but I left my heart in her. Bright lights even out of town, those noisy nights never will do. Couldn't ask for the sound, but I just can't turn around and walk away from the only place I knew, my face, before I knew my name. The things just be insane. Cause I brought everything here with me, and packed in this old motel. I brought hopes and dreams to my and every wish and will. There's one thing that I can't change, no matter where I go. But I'm all here, but I left my heart at home. I'm all here, but I left my heart at home. Chase the thing you're dreaming from the very bed you sleep, and in the place where you wake up. No, it ain't hard to see the grass most green as the place I sow your seed, but it ain't the blood. Cause I brought everything here with me, but I just can't say farewell. I brought hopes and dreams to every coin and every wish and will. But there's one thing that I can't change, no matter where I go. I'm on it, I left my heart at home. I'm on here, but I left my heart at home. I'm on here, left my heart at home.
And speaking of your writing, you released your debut album called Looks Country to Me back in 2022. And it's a 12-track full of songs that not only you wrote, but you actually recorded every instrument on those tracks as well. Your first official step, I would say, into country music. What was the in your career leading up to that album?
Yeah, so I before that album, it was like, it was COVID kind of era. And at this point, I was just full blown a country music fanatic. You know, I was massively into, like, basically trying to find my way into the genre and which part of the genre, because it's such a broad genre. You know, as is every genre, but country music has got a lot broader over the years, and I was trying to find the best way in which I fit into that. You know, because my influences have ranged everything from, you know, Keith Urban and, you know, Garth Brooks to, like I said, Bon Jovi, Bryan Adams and stuff like that. So what's the best way to kind of combine them? And I thought, right, I'm gonna over COVID, I'm just gonna write an album. I'm gonna record an album, and I'm gonna hopefully by the time I can get out there and perform, it'll be out there for the world. And it took me ages to do it because I recorded all the instruments from it as well. So it took me like six times as long as I would with a six-member. But I finally got it done, and it meant I could release it and then just kind of confront myself out there as a country artist. So yeah, I just spent that time over lockdown just writing the album, kind of trying to figure out where I sat, kind of genre-wise with it, how I wanted to promote it and brand myself. And then by 2020, summer of 2022, I had all the videos recorded and I could just go out and push it as much as I could then.
This girl crazy, like the way she makes me turn. I've known her from the moment that she first loved me in the eye. Now, baby, I ain't kidding. The way she got me kissing, the way she flicks the leaves, no hair. This lady got me shaking. My heart just won't stop aching. My eyes just won't stop staring. Cause my girl's wearing tassels and flicks. Tassels and blades. No matter where we're going, no matter where we've been, cruising through the country or a downtown city spin, she's the kind of trouble that'll last till the end every time. Now, baby, I ain't kidding. Yeah, she got me kissing. She makes a bleed. Cause my girl's wearing tassels and bling. Hey, baby. The police blow hair. This lady got me shaking. My heart just won't stop aching. My eyes just won't stop staring. No, I just can't stop blaring. Cause my girl's wearing tassels and flares. Tassels and flares.
And you're going to be performing that very album, this year's Black Deer Festival. What can listeners expect from a live performance?
Yeah, so at Black Deer Festival, it'll be me and an acoustic guitar and a piano. So the album has more to it than that, and I do perform with a band. But at the festival, it'll be me with the acoustic guitar, and I just try and put on the best show I can. You know, I'm very inspired by the performers over the years that have, you know, the performance aspect of it is such a major part of it, where you want people to not only have just gone to a show and heard your music and taken everything in, but they also come away and feel moved by, you know, the performance of it. So I just throw everything into performing, especially when it's a festival kind of slot and you don't have, you know, say 2 hours. You know, you've got 40 to 45 minutes to really go for it and show people what you stand for. So there'll be a lot of energy, put it like that. And the songs which are kind of more maybe emotional and or songs which are more, you know, where I've really sat down lyrically and wanted to put a story across, you know what, I'll bring it down. And I think you try and make it a bit of a roller coaster. You know, I've been doing this for a while now, and I often find that the shows which get the best responses aren't, you know, they aren't all in one place all the time. They're kind of here, there and everywhere. So I'll just give it my all in that sense already.
Now, is there anyone on this year's lineup who you're looking forward to seeing live?
Absolutely, there are loads. When the lineup was released, I was just looking at it and I was just kind of gobsmacked. because, you know, my name was on there with, you know, some of my heroes. You know, for example, the second wave of artists that was announced recently, you know, Joe Bonamassa was the headliner. And I've been listening to Joe Bonamassa since I was, you know, maybe 9 years old. You know, I remember my dad always being a massive fan about his story. It's a really inspiring story. And I always just remember thinking, you know, ironically, actually, you know, when you first get into music, I'm sure every artist can relate to this. You end up looking at all of your favourite artists on Instagram and you just practice messages with them and you're like, oh, I'm a massive fan, you know, if you ever need a support act and that type of thing, and that's when you first get started. So I remember doing that, and then to see my name on the same poster as Joe Bonamassa, it was like, this is really surreal. You know, Joe Bonamassa, Sheryl Crow. I've never seen the Shires live before. I'm really looking forward to seeing them because they kind of paved the way for UK country music, you know. So it's, yeah, I feel like I'm just going to be walking around just kind of open-eyed the whole time, which is going to be, it's going to be a really surreal experience.
And we're going to give the listeners an opportunity to have an insight into what your set will sound like by playing one of your tracks now, the title track of your album. Would you like to introduce the track?
Yeah, my name is Luke Fleer, and this is the title track for my album, Looks Country to Me.
Well, I can't lie, no, my hometown's about a 20 minutes down the road to the city where the sidewalk's gritty and the girls so pretty that you call it home. Yeah, I grew up in the greenest grass, but the neon never far away. And honey, there's a burning flame that's claimed my name, and today's gonna be the day. But I was raised in the loudest noise, till the noise took over me. Till the storm started brewing, all that I was viewing was my daddy's old MTV. 5 years old, my heart was sold to the three chords and the truth. There ain't nothing that I can do but say what I'm gonna say to you. So then a sheriff brought up, sneezed around here with your blue cotton baby blue jeans. It's all heartbreaking, hips taking off guitars, banging blues like it's New Orleans. It's all Larry and Eagles, leather jacket black, scissors on the ears, barbers never cut the back. And I ain't saying that you gotta, but it sure is, it looks country to me. Sure is, it looks country to me. When I found that southern sound, I've never seen the same. Lovers cry on a get-lucky night and see call out my name. Sure as hell, I know if I will, that my U comes with a K. I know my collar ain't blue, but I'm proud of my roots, and I got something to say. It's all Dennis shirt rolled up sleeves around here with the blue cotton baby blue jeans. It's all heartbreaking, hip shaking, old guitars banging blues like it's New Orleans. It's all lariat angles, leather jacket black, scissors down the ears, barbers never coming back. And I ain't saying that you gotta be, but it sure is, it looks country to me. Never cover back. I
you say that you got over me, but it sure is that love's closer to me.
That was Luke Fleer with his latest track called Looks Country to Me. Be sure to catch Luke's set at this year's Black Deer Festival. Tickets are still available for that. Be sure to also follow Luke on all of his socials. You can find him at Luke Fleer Music. On tonight's show, I'll be talking with one of the founders of Black Deer Festival, Jill T. She'll be sharing the journey of the festival so far. I think that she really identified a gap in the market when creating this festival back in 2018. Just grown tenfold every year ever since. She'll be joining me in about 15 minutes time. So for now, let's sit back and listen to our next Black Deer performer. We're taking a cue from a youthful folk revivalist like Laura Marling, Mountain Man and The Piers from England. The staves are going to blend in the wistful cadences of classic British folk music with breezy Laurel Canyon era pop music at this year's event. They made their first full-length debut with an album called Dead and Born and Grown back in 2012. That album was then followed up by their 2015 release called If I Was, and then of course 2021's Good Woman, which saw the producer Coggleton on a set partially inspired by both loss and childbirth. Their latest release though is this year's album called All Now. Let's play some of their tracks now. These are the staves with I'm on Fire.
knows the way that she felt, wrapped in my arms, holding you close. Yeah.
When you were making your mind up, was making up mine, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 don't keep me jumping for something. That's not fair, don't leave me acting cold. Hey, 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 I'm not gonna lay over this time. Knocking round my door, 4 a.m. I was arms wide open now. Gone by then. Hey, 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 leave me jumping for something. That's not there, don't leave me in the cold. Hey, 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 I'm not gonna leave. I'm not jumping. But I got someone new now. Summit, that's not there, don't leave me in the cold. Hey, 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 I'm not gonna lay over this time. I'm not jumping for, I'm not jumping for, I'm not jumping for you.
I'm joined this evening by female festival boss Jill T, co-founder of the Black Deer Festival in Kent, an annual Americana music festival spread across a beautiful 3,500-acre deer park. This year, the festival has been headlined by none other than Sheryl Crow. Jill, thank you so much for joining me this evening to talk about this year's festival. I think it's going to be a very, very good festival this year. The lineup looks amazing.
Thank you for asking me on. Yeah, we're really excited. It's in touching distance now, so it all becomes very frenetic. And, you know, it's about building a site in the most beautiful surroundings. Black Deer is held at Eridge Estate, which is the oldest deer park, one of the oldest deer parks in England. And when you go into the site, you look around and you go, wow, I feel like I've come into this space that holds you in for the weekend, and it's like escapes from the real world. So yeah, it's got a lot of great ingredients in that make Black Deer the whole.
And you know, on the show we've had singers, we've had songwriters, we've had artists. So you are the first ever festival organizer we've ever had on the show.
Really?
It's like how every artist has their story and how they start their career. I can also imagine you have a story when you started in the events and festival side of the music industry. And in my research about you, I know that you were once a dental nurse. How does someone pivot from that role to now a successful
I used to love being a dentist. I loved being a dental nurse, actually, funny. Because it was organising. I used to organise the surgery and the, you know, all the families coming in. I've always loved people, so it's kind of a natural thing for me to greet them in. And even though then that drilling noise, when I look back on it, it was like, what? But I did enjoy it. I had no aspirations to be in the music industry at that point. I was a young girl, young woman, sort of left school and decided I wanted to do something that was a bit more, I didn't want to do something office-based. I wanted to actually be public-facing and do something that I thought would find interesting. So that was that. But I got married when I was very young and had my children very young. So still, I wasn't in the music industry. I was a young mum. And I have a business with my husband at the time. He was in the building industry. I used to do the paperwork back, when the kids were sick. And then as the kids got a bit older, I said to my mother, would you look after the kids for a couple of days a week so that I can get a part-time job in London? Because the building industry wasn't for me, and I just thought it'd be a really nice thing to do. And I loved Covent Garden, so I wrote a letter a letter to all places that I thought I might like to work. And I just put, hi, my name is Jill, I've got two kids, blah, 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 wrote a little bit about myself. And I said, I want to work part-time because I love being a mum, but I really want to work part-time. It's this most ridiculous letter. And I said, I'm willing to work a month free of charge to show you, you know, what I can do. And I could do quite a lot because I taught myself to type, you know, like 100 words a minute, I could type. I could do lots of accounting. There's lots of things that I taught myself. And so I just, oh, and they added to which I make a lovely cup of tea. And I just sent these letters on. And then it was really bizarre. 2 days later, I started getting responses, and I got a phone call from a guy who had just started as a general manager in a theatre in the West End, because that was one of the letters I put into the theatre. And he just started as a general manager, and he needed a part-time bookkeeper. I went for an interview. Unbeknown to me, the theatre was owned by Capital Studio. I didn't know that it was a theatre. Richard Attenborough was the chairman, and it was all very sort of, you know. And anyway, they gave me the job. Job and then within a week I was within 4 days I was sitting in the Duke of York's Theatre, St Martin's Lane in the West End. I'd always been just a local girl that never sort of really ventured to work in London. Obviously I was a mum, so I'd sort of concentrated on that. So there I was in the middle of London in the West End Theatre, and there was plays on, like Al Pacino was an American Buffalo. I mean, it was just extraordinary, this world I'd gone into. And I loved it. It was just like, oh my God, this world existed that I never believed, I never knew about. So anyway, I was there, but Capital, they needed someone to work with the UK promoters who could... to organise co-promotes on radio, so that, you know, like when you've got advertising someone's that kind of stuff. So I never ended up doing any bookkeeping or anything like that at the theatre. I ended up, after about a month, being the coordinator for radio promos.
What's all from?
But I was still based in the theatre, but I was doing a bit of, you know, and I was only there 2 days a week.